Welcome to the Murray Claims Podcast from Grigger & Jung LLP, solicitors in Forres and Elgin in Murray. My name is Peter Brash and I'm hosting this episode of the podcast. I am a solicitor with Grigger & Jung and I specialise in personal injury compensation claims. These podcasts aim to help you as a consumer have a better understanding of the world of personal injury claims, know your rights, and so be in a better position to make informed choices if you're ever unfortunate enough to be injured and need to make a claim for compensation. It was the American lawyer John Roberts, Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court since 2005, who said, "You can't fight for your rights if you don't know what they are." In this episode, we're looking at what rights you have following a road traffic accident that was not your fault. The Competition and Markets Authority is a UK government department responsible for strengthening business competition and preventing and reducing anti-competitive activities. In 2014, it produced a report following an investigation into the private motor insurance market. One of the things they considered was the possibility of providing improved information to consumers on their rights following an accident. They noted that there appeared to be market-wide support for such a measure. The Competition and Markets Authority found, though, a poor level of awareness among consumers about their basic rights following a road traffic accident, and they felt that was not the consumer's fault that that state of affairs existed. The report summarises the legal and factual background to its remit. It explains how the law requires motorists to hold a valid insurance policy to cover third-party risks. In other words, insure against the risk that they will injure another person or their property through their driving and have to pay compensation for those losses. Risks covering fire and theft are also commonly covered, as well as the compulsory third-party element. In fact, most motorists go further than that and purchase comprehensive insurance, which covers possible damage to your own vehicle as well as to that of a third party. As the word compensation indicates, by law, the at-fault party in an accident is required to put the non-fault party back into the position they would have been in but for the accident happening, as regards property and injury-related losses. Under private motor insurance, therefore, you've got two possible types of claims. Non-fault claims, which are against another driver and will be covered by that driver's insurance, and at-fault claims, which must be covered by the claimant's own insurance. Depending on the accident circumstances, more than one driver may be at fault or negligent. It may be possible to agree the distribution of fault between the parties and their insurers. If not, it may only be capable of resolution through litigation. The Competition and Market Authority's survey of non-fault claimants found that many of them were unaware of their fundamental legal rights in the circumstances. As a result, many of them inevitably underestimated the strength of their bargaining position. For example, CMA asked about the following established legal principles in this area. In other words, the following statements represent the law. Firstly, as the non-fault party to an accident, your legal right is to be restored to your pre-accident position. And secondly, while your vehicle is being repaired or replaced, you're entitled to have a like-for-like replacement vehicle, subject to you having a need for such a vehicle. As I say, both of those statements represent the present state of the law. 62% of interviewees who could remember said that they were not made aware of any of these rights. Another question raised by CMA in the survey was this: did you know that, as a non-fault claimant, you're legally entitled to have your car repaired at a repairer of your choice? Only 33% of respondents knew that to be the case. 45% thought their right was to have their vehicle repaired by a repairer of the insurer's choice. Over three quarters of respondents knew they were entitled to have a replacement vehicle while theirs was out of action, but less than half of them were aware that the replacement should be sufficient to meet their needs, but be no better than their own vehicle. So how did CMA suggest consumer knowledge could be improved in this area? Well, their suggestion was that insurers should send out a document to their policyholders setting out clearly all of these basic rights. They recommended that this should be done annually when a motor insurance policy is being renewed, and also at the first notification of liability after an accident. This seems a good idea because in the first instance, you'd be getting information at the one time in the year when most of us think specifically about motor insurance. In the second case, it's provision of information at the time when you really need to know it, when you've had an accident, when you need to be clearly aware of your rights. The bottom line, of course, is that non-fault drivers have the power to exercise freedom of choice on a number of issues, and at the moment, many of them are in the dark about these rights. So we'll now move to a summary of your rights after a non-fault road traffic accident. The CMA report to which I referred provides a summary of the information their consultation suggested should be included in a fact sheet for non-fault victims of road traffic accidents. Here is a summary of what it says in that. Where the accident you were involved in was another person's fault, the law entitles you to be returned to the position that you would have been in had the accident never happened. In doing that, you're entitled to get back the reasonable costs you incur. Breaking that down, these are the most common heads of claim and your rights under each one. Firstly, personal injury. Where you've been injured in the accident, you can claim against the insurers of the at-fault driver. A lawyer will be able to help you make a proper assessment of what this part of the claim is worth. Secondly, loss of wages. If the accident caused you to have to take time off work, you can claim for any resultant loss of earnings. Thirdly, legal costs. You are entitled to claim back your legal costs. Fourthly, your vehicle is written off. Your entitlement in that situation is to receive payment of the market value of an equivalent vehicle to the one you've lost in the accident, in other words, based on similar age and condition immediately pre-accident. The assessment of market value should be done by reference to publicly available information. The fifth thing is a courtesy or temporary replacement vehicle. You're entitled to hire a type and size of car equivalent to your own one, with a zero excess on insurance for the hire. The sixth thing on the list of the most common heads of claim and your rights is repairs to your vehicle. You are allowed to have your vehicle repaired by a repairer of your own choosing. The repair should be good enough to return your vehicle to its pre-accident condition. And seventh and lastly, miscellaneous, you can claim back various other losses, including damage to personal belongings like clothing or glasses. You can also claim an amount for the inconvenience and hassle caused to you by the accident. This list, which I've just given of seven items, is something which you can download from the webpage for this episode of the podcast as a PDF document in case you want to store it on your computer or print it and have it somewhere handy in case you ever need it in the future. If you have any questions about anything from this episode of the podcast, please get in touch with us. As you know, what we've been discussing is what your rights are following a road traffic accident that was not your fault. Given the general level of consumer awareness revealed by the 2014 report to which I referred, we hope that we have highlighted something you did not know previously and which might help you in the future. If you have questions at all, feel free to contact us. This can be about what we've discussed in this episode or about any of the wider aspects of our personal injury claims services at Murray Claims and Grigger & Young LLP. You can call us on 01343 544077 or send us a free online inquiry via either the Grigger & Young website or the Murray Claims website. Thanks very much for listening to this. See you next time.